Perhaps no one but U.S. District Court Judge Vernon Broderick knows what Chris Collins' sentence will be, but hundreds of pages of court documents filed over the last 2 weeks may provide some insight. Prosecutors want the former congressman to serve nearly 5 years in prison, writing he should receive a sentence on the high end of his 46 to 57 month sentencing guidelines. They argue Collins was brazen in giving his son an inside stock tip and later lying about it to the FBI, and that his sentence should show that lawmakers are not above the law. Meanwhile, Collins' attorneys are seeking home confinement, saying a career-ending felony conviction is punishment enough. Collins' friends and family also submitted more than 100 letters, saying Collins' insider trading was a momentary lapse of judgment. The judge may not be buying that argument. Broderick filed an order Wednesday, asking several pointed questions of Collins' attorneys. Broderick's last question, how can Collins' insider trading have been an impulsive act when he then lied about it to the FBI 10 months later? Broderick may consider, but is not beholden to, the U.S. Probation Office's recommended sentence. Probation officials suggest Collins serve a year and a day in prison and pay a $200,000 fine. Sentencing is scheduled for 2:30 p.m. Friday in Manhattan. Tom Dinky, WBFO News.